but I love and I embrace all of humanity. I'm a Muslim, but I have stood and I continue to stand with my brothers and sisters who are Jewish, Christian, Baha'i, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh, Jain, who are atheists, who are agnostic, so that we can make this world more beautiful, more sacred, more secure, more prosperous for all of us and our children and our grandchildren. I'm a Muslim, but I embrace wisdom from every tradition. Now, I want to share this saying with you. Remember, I wasn't expecting to be here today. This is God's plan. And God is the best of planners. I want to share a saying of Prophet Muhammad with you. God bless him and grant him peace. He, like Moses, he, like Lao Tzu, he, like the Buddha, he, like Jesus Christ, he, like so many other great prophets and messengers and sages, left a treasure trove of wisdom that can enrich and heal human beings, and has enriched and healed human beings, and built civilizations before us and will do so after us. He said once, and I'll recite it in Arabic first, and I'll translate it into English. He said, "Unsur akhah kana zaliman aw mazluman." He said, "Help your brother, help your sister, be they the oppressor or the oppressed. Help your brother, your sister, be they the oppressor or the oppressed." We have company. Many lessons in this statement, that as we struggle and strive for truth, for justice, for equity in our world, we must embrace our mission, which is to end oppression and to bring freedom, not only to the oppressed, but to the oppressor. In fact, the oppressor is more oppressed than the one that they're oppressing. Because you can only lose your humanity before you can do inhumane things to others. And so we are people of qist, of restorative justice, of reconciliatory justice. We don't demonize our enemies. Rather, we're people that are seeking redemption for all. People that are seeking healing for all. And I don't want to turn this into a history lesson, but we know that the people of Israel went through their own trauma during World War II. And before that, a trauma that has not been resolved and hurt people. Israel has not had a Nelson Mandela. Israel has not had a Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And so, anytime you have human beings that have unresolved trauma, they reproduce the same violence that was done to them, to others. And that's what we're seeing. Help your brother, help your sister, be they oppressed or the oppressor. And so as we boycott, as we march, as we petition, as we raise our voices, and we raise our hands in prayer, as we pray and as we fast, We're not leaving anyone behind. This is the message of Muhammad, the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon him. The other thing I want to share with you that he said, afdalu jihad. I know I'm walking really close to the cliff here, using the word jihad in a place like this. But it's important. He said, afdalu jihad, kalimatul haqq, and the sultan al-ja'ir. He said, the best jihad. Now the word jihad is one of the most misused and abused words in the world today. The word jihad, my friends, means struggle. Doesn't mean holy war. If you never heard it before, you heard it here first. It does not mean holy war. It does not mean crusade. It does not mean terrorism. The word jihad means to exert your utmost effort to the limit of your capacity and capability towards some goal, towards some objective. That's what jihad means. Right now, you are in jihad. Right now, you're in jihad. Now, what he said was, the best jihad, the best struggle, the best striving is to speak a word of truth in the presence of a tyrannical ruler. And so the signs that you've made, raise up your signs, raise up your flags, raise up your signs, raise up your flags. This is jihad. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Takbir. 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 Now for the non-Muslims here, let me translate. I don't want anyone to get nervous. Allahu Akbar means the divine reality. God, the Creator, is greater than everything else. Is greater than all of their bombs. It's greater than their automatic rifles. Is greater than all of their stratagem and their plans. And again, even if you're an atheist or an agnostic, you all believe, I would assume, in reality, in objective reality. And we have a name for reality in Islam, Al-Haqq, and it's one of the names of God. So Allahu Akbar is recognizing that there's an ultimate reality that is greater than you and I. Greater than what human beings can even fathom with their intellects. Now let me say a little bit about meditation. Because that's why I actually came here today. What does meditation and mindfulness have to do with resistance? What does meditation and mindfulness have to do with struggle? If you study the Black liberation struggle, and we have to connect the dots. I mentioned the Vietnam War. I mentioned apartheid South Africa. But we have to, and I've mentioned our indigenous brothers and sisters, the Native Americans from this land. And we must also mention the Black liberation struggle that's often called the Civil Rights Movement. But it wasn't called the Civil Rights Movement by the people that were in the trenches. They called it the freedom struggle. And it's a struggle like the struggle of the indigenous nations. It's a struggle that's been going on for 500 years in this land. The indigenous nations and African Americans, some who came here as free people, and some came here enslaved in chains. Not every black person is a descendant of a slave. Not every African American is a descendant of a slave. But however we got here, we know what genocide looks like. We know what occupation looks and feels like. We know what dreams deferred looks like. We know what it looks like to lose your child, to hold your dead child in your arms because you were carpet bombed. Your street was carpet bombed. We know what that looks like. We know what that feels like, brothers and sisters. And during the freedom struggle, African Americans and friends of other ethnicities, they pulled on their spiritual power to attain victory. And one of the things, one of the tools in our spiritual toolkit is meditation and mindfulness. Now, I'm not going to do a meditation out here, but I just want to highlight this, that what we call in Arabic tafakkur and muraqabah, it's not just good for lowering your blood pressure, and it will do that. It's not just good for self-care, and it is a part of a self-care regimen. It's not just good for productivity at work, and it will help productivity at work. But Imam Al-Ghazali, one of the greatest spiritual masters who ever lived, he lived about 900 years ago, he speaks about meditation and mindfulness as a means to open a window between you and the spiritual world. And believers in spirit, believers in ruh, know that spirit is greater than matter. You must sustain yourself, my brothers and sisters. This is not easy. Being out here for 12, 13, 14 hours is not easy. Boycotting, divestment, sanctions. Do you know how long the BDS movement took to bring an end to apartheid in South Africa? Anyone know that? Anybody? Almost 20 years. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take us 20 years. I hope it doesn't. But you need to be in this for the long haul. And one of the ways to do that is through tapping in. Whether or not you're a believer in God, meditation and mindfulness allows you to tap into something that's metaphysical, that's beyond the physical realm. In conclusion, because I think my time is up, and I really want to honor anyone else who's going to speak. I don't know if we have any other speakers. Okay, great. We have a rally. Did y'all hear that? We have a rally. Who's staying for the rally? Who's staying? Great. So I'm going to end with a plea and some medicine. My plea is that while you're out here at this encampment, don't just sit with people who you know. Don't just sit in your clique. Don't just sit with your organization or your friends. Get to know the other people that are on this journey with you. People who look differently than you do. People who believe differently than you do. People who may have different stratagem, different methodologies, who speak different languages than you do. Get to know one another so that we can grow this. The greatest
tactic of those who wish to keep Gaza under occupation is dividing us. And whenever you unite, whenever you lock arms with someone who's different than you in this struggle, you have defeated them. It's not enough for us just to sit together and come together in one place, brothers and sisters. We need to love each other. And love, what does love mean? Love means that I want whatever good you want for yourself, I want that for you. And whatever good I want for myself, I want that good for you and your family and your community and your people as well. And I'm willing to sacrifice my comfort, to sacrifice my interests on your behalf. That is love. It's not just chocolate and roses. It is sacrifice and service to others. And I'm going to end with this medicine. I'm going to end by reading a verse from the Quran and then a prayer. Because my Native American elders taught me to always share medicine with our brothers and sisters. And so I recite this in solidarity with our Uyghur brothers and sisters in East Turkestan, and our brothers and sisters in Yemen, our brothers and sisters in Haiti, Haiti, any Haitians in the house? Haitians, the children of Makandal and Bukman and Nana Cecil Fatiman, in honor of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine who are being occupied, our brothers and sisters in Sudan, in Kashmir, and others. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. The meaning of what I recited from the Quran, from the fourth chapter of the Quran, verse 135. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, in equity, witnesses for God, witnesses for the Creator, even if it be against yourselves, even if it be against yourselves or your parents or relatives, whether one is rich or poor, the Creator, God, is more worthy of both. So follow not your personal inclination, lest you not be just. And if you distort your testimony or refuse to give it, indeed God is ever of what you do aware. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your time and attention. I don't take it for granted. Takbir! 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 Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! In our lifetime! In our lifetime! In our lifetime!
In our lifetime!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Mendez. Again, like he said, we weren't expecting to have this here, but thank God it worked out. Thank you all for coming.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Okay. Sorry. Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Yo, Northwestern University's campus has not seen some like this in a long time. Let's hear it out. All right, y'all, my name is Summer. And I want everybody's attention, if I could be so selfish for a moment. We need everybody's attention. My name is Summer. I am an organizer here, and I am lead marshal, security marshal, you feel me? So if I bugged you at someone today, please do forgive. We have a really important announcement right now. We are extremely powerful right now.
Are you hanging around?
We are very powerful right now. I want you all to feel the meaning of that.